Safe House has waterboarding near the beginning and ends with speculation as to whether the American public can stand to know how its government really acts, so you might expect it to have some kind of social significance. It includes a mole near the top of a CIA operation, so you might expect it to have a sort of a mystery plot. But between the waterboarding and the discussion of how much the public can be told, there's very little but a succession of car chases with the most reckless kind of driving, and splattered corpses of people shot by pistols that sound like naval gunfire, precisely what audiences of movie thrillers want. Safe House should be a big hit. Denzel Washington manages to make something of the stock character, the oily villain, who isn't scared of anything, partly maybe because he's the only one who really knows what's going on. But Ryan Reynolds can do very little with the stoic, though bewildered hero, who is trying to make a career move but has to concentrate pretty much on just staying alive. Vera Farmiga has about as thankless a role as I've seen for a long time as a CIA agent who's on the outside of just about everything. As the script points out early on, the mole could be anybody. So the mole doesn't contribute anything in terms of either plot or characterization, and nobody is attractive enough to hold our sympathy. Even the United States, being represented only by such CIA agents as this kind of movie deals with, is not a very sympathetic cause. But the action is almost too continual, and even if both fights and chases are largely assembled from bits of handheld footage, they're fast-moving and violent. And maybe that's all that matters. Jim Erickson, over and out.